evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story, we'll be doing Sleeping Beauty, edited by Claire Black. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a beautiful princess was born. The king and queen were so happy. They wanted to have a big party to celebrate. We shall invite all our friends, and we must ask the 7 good fairies to be her godmothers, said the queen. The king agreed, and the invitations were sent out. The princess's special day arrived, and all the guests came. One by one, the 7 good fairies stepped forward to grant their wishes to the princess. She shall be as beautiful as the flowers in spring, said the first fairy. The second fairy wished that the princess would be full of music. The third fairy wished that she should be as rich as gold. The next 3 fairies stepped forward to grant their wishes. She shall be as sweet as summer fruit, said the fourth. She shall be as wise as the wisest owl, said the fifth. She shall be as happy as a babbling brook, said the sixth. Suddenly, a very angry fairy pushed her way through. You have forgotten me, she screeched. You did not ask me to come, and now I shall cast a spell. This was the wicked fairy from the north, and the king and queen were afraid of her evil powers. The princess will prick her finger on her 16th birthday, and she will die, fairy screamed. Then she turned around and left the room, shouting, You will never forget me again. The 7th good fairy stepped forward to grant her wish. She said she could change the evil wish of the wicked fairy. I promise that the princess will not die, but will fall into a deep sleep for 100 years. Time passed, and all the good fairies' wishes came true. The princess was beautiful, sweet, happy, and very clever. As her 16th birthday approached, the king and queen remembered the words of the wicked fairy. All the spinning wheels and needles in the palace were thrown away. On the day of her birthday, the king and queen gave the princess a wonderful party. She wore a beautiful golden dress that sparkled as she danced. Suddenly, the princess felt hot and went outside for some fresh air. There she saw a bright light shining from a tall tower, which she had never seen before. The princess wanted to see who was there, and so she climbed up the tower. At the top of the tower, she found an old lady sitting at a spinning wheel. She reached out to touch the wheel and pricked her finger. At once, she fell to the floor and into a deep sleep. The wicked fairy jumped up, laughing, and flew away into the dark sky. Then the good fairy appeared and cast a magic spell so that everyone else fell fast asleep too. Years went by, and the gardeners around the palace grew into a thick forest. No one could find their way through. Soon, the palace was hidden. The princess became known as Sleeping Beauty. One day, a handsome prince who lived far away heard the story of Sleeping Beauty. He was a brave prince, and he wanted to go see if he could find her. He climbed onto his horse and set off on his great adventure. It took a long time to reach the palace. When he arrived, it was 100 years after the Sleeping Beauty had fallen asleep. As the prince started to cut his way through the forest, a magical wind began to blow. The wind was sent by the 7th good fairy, and slowly the forest began to disappear. Soon the prince was able to ride up to the gates, and he walked inside. He saw a light coming from the tower and started to climb to the top. There he found Sleeping Beauty and bent down to kiss her. The magic spell was broken. Sleeping Beauty and everyone in the palace woke up. The prince and the princess fell in love. They married the very next day and, of course, lived happily ever after. The end. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Have a good night. Sweet dreams. And I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.